families count on each other for support and guidance. Commentator Paul Ford has spent his life looking up to his older brother. But when his brother asked for support, Paul wasn't sure how to help.
At lunch, my mother looked down at her shrimp. "Paul, I have some very bad news," she said. "Your brother is becoming a Catholic." We were raised strict Presbyterian. My brother Greg had kept the faith for all of his 39 years, until this. I'd revered Greg for my entire life, but from afar. He was in college by the time I was 6, and then in the Navy. When I was 12, he took me aboard his aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson. I was awed by the jets, the endless layers of cabins and control rooms, and the widescreen TV in the officer's lounge. I was just as awed by my brother, 6'2" in his uniform. Then we rode his motorcycle through San Francisco, the helmet too big for my head and my hands gripping his sides. But Greg became a distant voice, an occasional ping on my radar. He became a father 3 times over, a deacon at his Presbyterian church, an executive for a defense contractor. I became an atheist, socialist, conscientious objector, with no interest in settling down. He called me himself to talk about converting. "When do you do it?" I asked. "Easter Vigil. I hope you'll come down. I want you to be there." I did not want to witness my brother's conversion into the Mother Church. But something called me, an unfamiliar feeling that I finally recognized as duty. So I went to Baltimore. The sanctuary was filled with families. A half dozen priests sat behind the pulpit with statues of saints over us all. The soon-to-be Catholics, 12 of them, sat in the front pews. My brother was 5th. He stood broader and taller than any of the other devotees and knelt in the fount, putting his head under the holy water. The sound of splashing carried through the sanctuary, amplified by the priest's clip-on microphone. A long moment later, Greg rose from the water, a member of the body of Christ. After the service, we descended to the basement and ate cake with white frosting. No one spoke about the mysteries upstairs. We discussed babies, friends, cars, jobs, until it was time to go. In the dark parking lot, my brother and I stood next to his minivan, his wife and children already buckled in and waiting. He held me for a moment and said, "So glad you came down, Paul." I hadn't understood why he'd asked me to Baltimore. I felt he was rubbing his new identity in my face. But with his arms around me, I realized it was actually an act of respect. My brother had traveled the earth in 1,000-league boots. He'd piloted a nuclear aircraft carrier off the coast of Africa. I'd spent a lifetime in search of his approval, but here he was asking for my support, for my blessing. I thought, of course you can have all of my support. If you needed my skin, my lungs, my heart, to hand you the keys to my life, whatever angels call you, go. Godspeed, Gregory Ford. I believe in nothing in heaven, but on earth, in this parking lot, I have faith in you.
Paul Ford lives in Brooklyn.